Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Are you going to use the word learned when you talk about this?
And scholars.
Because it is really UCLA researchers came up with something called eldest daughter syndrome.
I've been saying this for a long time. I had a feeling this could have been right. And I'm glad
so
that
scholars.
I always thought that if you're going to have children, you always want a girl first, because she's going to be more nurturing. She's going to be more mom-like and help out with the other children. Right? So as you guys were getting married and you were about to have kids and getting pregnant, in the back of your mind, you're like, please have a daughter first, please. Because boys are going to be irresponsible. They're not going to be responsible for themselves, let alone the other kids.
Okay, well, I just want you to know that not every boy is you.
Okay.
All I wanted was boys.
Because you're a boy.
Because you grew up with, like...
So I have three older brothers. Like, there is just a ton of pee-pee. I know how to deal with pee-pee.
Do you have any nieces?
I do have... Yeah. I do. Yeah.
And they were harder to deal with them.
No, but they're not mine. And so I didn't have to, like, the idea of changing the diaper of a girl scared the hell out of me.
Okay.
Because it's like,
familiar.
It's just different. Yeah. And then the idea of having the talk with a girl, which I definitely, you know what I mean? It's like, I just wanted boys. I just knew, I know how to deal with pee pee. I don't know how to deal with hoo-ha.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because it's like, going through that.
Is that on your dating profile?
It is. It's like, no, it's like, in that regard, I know how to deal with hoo-ha and not how to deal with pee-pee.
The people want to know. We're just clarifying.
Grindr, I don't know why I'm not getting any girls on there. I knew once, and then once I found out I was having a boy, I was like, yes. Because then you're like, and then the second one, like, she didn't want to know, and they said in the room, like, she's still in there, and she just closed her eyes, and they told me, and I was like,
No, you were happy because you had one of each. Most parents...
I did not want one of
once
each.
Once you have one of each, you're done. We're done.
I don't know that people actually think like that.
No, I remember T-Hack had mentioned when he told someone, I don't remember who it was, that you had a boy and then a girl. They said, like, oh, that's not the American dream, but, like, the...
It's like $1 million family or something like that.
Yeah.
I never heard
that
phrase. Yeah.
I judged it too.
Because you think that's what we want?
And I feel bad for older women because as the daughter, the first daughter, because they're the ones that were stuck with raising the other kids. They lost their childhood.
Yeah, but you could still be the nurturer as the boy.
What are the odds of that though?
Depends on the parents and how you raise them.
That's true.
So you think the people want
a daughter first?
So they have built-in daycare.
Yes, because she's going to be more responsible.
That's dark,
faster.
Bro.
Why is it dark?
I don't know. For me, now that I have one of each, what a lot of people came up to me and said was like, you're lucky because then he'll protect her. Like, when they go to school together, no one will mess. Like, no boys will mess with her because her big brother is going to come in. It's like, the big brother is going to, like, sick his friends on her.
Okay, then.
Like, I don't want that.
Thank you.
I never
thought of that, protecting, but they're not going to be there.
No, because they're siblings.
Did your older brother protect you or make sure you...
No. We were WWE fighting in the living room, like, slamming heads together.
It's not good.
No.
So, Hack, like, did you... What was it like when you found out you were having a girl?
Well, I wanted boys, so I have two sisters, and I remember, like, when my youngest sister, I remember kicking a home run at recess that day, the day she was going to be born, and being like, that was for my little brother, and she came out not as a brother, as a sister. No. So I've just always wanted. I wrote like part of my dissertation was on like brother relationships. It's always fascinated me because I've never had a brother.
Oh, that's right. You have two sisters.
Two sisters, yeah. And so then I wanted boys because I'm sports guy, all the stereotypical stuff. So then we had a boy, Happy, and then I was like, this is how it's going to come to me. I'm going to have sons. They're going to be the brothers.
That's where my brotherly love comes from.
Yeah, I don't get it, but I'll get to experience it through them. So I was excited for that, and I remember finding out that we were going to have a girl as the second one, and I was disappointed.
You quit.
If I'm being honest, I was disappointed. And now I think about that every day when I am interacting with my daughter, Hazel. Because she's so, I can't even put words on how much I love her and how perfect she is and how much I cannot imagine her being a boy or anything other than her. And I remember being in the doctor's office, finding out and just being like, you idiot. Like, you had no idea how good this was.
So you're mad at yourself for feeling that way that day.
Yeah, for having feelings that I thought I knew what I should have. And now it's like, dude, you were so wrong.
You need to tell her.
Oh my God, he just did.
We're saving this clip for later.
To be honest, I felt the exact same way.
Okay.
I mean, just because I was like, this is too much. Okay. I don't know how to deal with it. Someday, I know boys. I know.
Yeah, you're used to a boy and you can't imagine anything other. And now you're like, I have to change everything.
No, but I also had this projecting forward fear of like, I know men. And I'm like, lustful, disgusting, gross men are someday going to be pawing all over my daughter. Mm-hmm, and I'm going to have to fight the urge, the stereotypical urge to kill them all. And I mean, it just sucks. And then she came out. That's the other thing. And I don't know if you've experienced this. Like, your kids are like 3-4 years apart, right?
Yeah.
By the time you have your second kid, if you wait that much time, your first kid, out of diapers, speaking, playing, interacting, they're a cool kid. You have meaningful conversations and the whole thing. Now you have a girl instead of a boy, which is what she wanted.
Yeah.
And now they just scream and cry and spit up and you're just like, ah! I did not like my daughter for the longest time.
That makes sense though, a little bit.
And it's so gross to say that because I didn't give her, because it's just like, well, just tell me what you want. Yeah. He can.
I don't want to start over.
You, I know.
I remember when my wife was pregnant with Hazel, before we knew she was a girl, and being in the store and seeing like just all the girly stuff. They have like mermaid tail pillows and just all that stuff. And I remember just being like, oh, please no. Please no.
Really?
Like, I just cannot handle it. Like, me and Leo, we hang exactly what you're saying. Like, we hang, we like similar things, all this. But then there's something about when you actually meet them and you're like,
I still got hooked on buying. I couldn't go to Target without buying a dress. When she was born, we probably had 100 dresses. Because every time I'd go to a store, I'm like, oh, polka dots. I would buy everything, but then I just didn't like her. It was just like, I was literally.
You're buying stuff and like, you can't wear this.
No, I'd rather wear it.
I don't like you enough.
Here's
can't wear
the deal,
it.
Though.
It's terrible.
This is what needs to be said so she doesn't like get mad at me. I now screw Noah. I don't like Noah at all. Now it's Mia 100%. Like the turntables turn.
So eventually I was right.
Nope.
No.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.